Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4888.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
My mom had a significant influence on me. Mm-hmm. She's like a scientist, and that's what I decided to do. So, and also all the sacrifice she made for me and stuff. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. What types of things make you happy?
When things work and I'm successful and I sort of like feel like I'm winning.
Yeah. What types of things make you sad?
I guess the last time I was really sad was when my grandfather died.
Mm-hmm.
So death.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And if so, how did you develop this attribute?
I guess a skill that I have, I mean, you obviously can't literally distinguish me from everybody else. but I'm like really good at like math and that kind of problem solving stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
What I think is most admirable is care about others more than put other people above yourself and do the most you can with what you have.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I guess the best time I have met with my family is just sort of like casual mm-hmm. times, just like not really doing anything, maybe like driving in the car or having mm-hmm. a meal or something like that, just talking.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I remember I used to love animals, and I remember catching like frogs and stuff mm-hmm. in the river, in the streams. And even snakes and stuff.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite book? And if so, can you tell me a little bit about it?
I don't have like one favorite book. Mm-hmm. I guess like a book I really liked was Don Quixote. Mm-hmm. It was just really funny and well written and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
The last movie I saw, I watch a lot of documentaries, so it was probably, I like to watch a lot of, like, weird documentaries and
mm-hmm.
stuff, so it was, like, about, like, this is really weird, but it's like Satanists and how they, and
oh.
like, it was like this group of them that like split apart from each other and they're all like arguing with each other. It was just kind of funny. Like, weird. Okay.
If you do like to watch sports, what type of sports do you watch?
I don't usually watch sports, but it's interesting like in the Olympics when they have all those weird sports that you don't normally watch, like bobsledding or something. Yeah.
Or the ones you've never heard of
before. Yeah.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
The main hobby I have is, like, electronics, like, putting interesting things together, like, with sensors and that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, yeah.
Do you think you're a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I guess I'm somewhat creative. I express my creativity in, like, guess the work I do, like
mm-hmm.
with all the looking for new ways to solve problems and research and stuff. Yeah.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Maybe Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
I just always liked his speeches and stuff, and he seems like a really interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I guess coming here, yeah, because I had two job offers, and I took the one that like paid a lot less,
mm-hmm.
and just because it seemed like probably I would you know, it would be something that would be more enjoyable and more interesting. And I feel like it's worked off. I think this is like better experience I'm getting. Yeah.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you? And if so, in what way?
I guess the scientific phenomenon that really interested me a lot in college was the second law of thermodynamics, and just the way it has so many implications. Like it basically is like, you know, things kind of get more random over time, and it just has so many implications about like the fate of the universe. And it's also like a really beautiful kind of theory around it that's really useful and stuff. So that's kind of was a big impact on me choosing the career I chose.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I guess maybe my family. Yeah, like especially my brother I haven't seen in a long time.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
It was very rewarding finishing my PhD. That was definitely, I felt really good for many weeks after that.
Who is your favorite actor, if you have one?
I like Bryan Cranston on Breaking Bad.
He's a good one.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing to have for dinner?
Pizza.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Monopoly.
What is the first thing that you do in the morning?
I check my email.
What's your favorite season and why?
I guess fall, because it starts to, you know, it's not really hot, very hot anymore, and I like the leaves, and I like I don't know, school starting, I guess.
What matters to you most?
What matters to me most? Doing the right thing.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I think I would go to like the White House and just like hang around, or like the Pentagon and see like all the secrets.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I like that I kind of am very like it's difficult to upset me. And then what I like the least is that sometimes I like make a plan to do something, and then I just kind of get kind of lazy and just don't do it.
Can you tell me a little bit about your current line of work?
I do research on polymers.
What do you find most interesting about it?
All the problems that come up that are like kind of new and interesting every day and unexpected, yeah.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what sort of things do you think you'd be doing with work or family and traveling?
It's really, really hard to say. I don't know.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Maybe like, I don't know, going out and to a museum or something, and then having dinner, and then, you know, yeah.
What qualities do you look for in a significant other?
Has their own life, like kind of, you know, who knows who they are, is smart and caring and that kind of thing. Yeah.
What is the nicest thing you think you could do for a significant other?
Just sort of keep them in mind like all the time, but like every day, just sort of don't take them for granted, that kind of thing, yeah.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I thought like it seemed like something that could really help a lot of people, and you know, not really cost me much at all, so yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I guess that I took this decision seriously, and that you know, it's something that it's a significant thing, decision for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4888.